Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler. Mr. Inspire, it is a great day to be alive. I hope you are truly excited, just as I am, for being alive today. This morning, the Lord saw fit that we see another day, and I'm truly excited about that. You should be also, because if he didn't wake you up this morning, where would you be? That is a good question. So you have an opportunity today to get yourself in order. That means to do everything exactly as he has called fit for us to do on this planet Earth while we're here. So I hope you are truly, truly understanding to what this day is, because it's called a present for a reason. It's called a present because it's a gift from him, and we have to cherish each and every moment that he spares us from being in another place. So we must understand also that time for him to return is coming soon, and we will be judged for all of our actions and all things that we do. So it is so crucial that at this moment in time that you and I get ourselves in alignment for that in alignment for the preparation of his return, because we will be asked why. And did we do exactly what he said to do as far as his commandments? That will be a question, and that will be something that we will have to answer. So if we haven't done exactly as he has commanded us to, it is our rightful place at this moment in time, as he has spared us to see another day, to examine the commandments and put those commandments in our lives, so that way we can have awesome direction in order to achieve the success of great results of when his return comes. And we want to receive the accolades of you were a good and faithful servant. You are welcome into the kingdom of heaven. So that's what we want to, that's what we strive to get to. That's the purpose of this world that we live in, because right now we're only here for a temporary moment. We're not here for a lifetime. So we're just really just passing by. But in your passing by, you can go to two different locations in your passing by. You can go to heaven or you can go to hell. So as you pass by, or as we are in the times of passing by, we must make sure that we are headed to the right place. So with that being said, I am excited for each and every one of you that's listening to the sound of my voice, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I hope you are glad. Someone didn't wake up this morning. Someone don't have moving motion in their body. Someone cannot hear. Someone cannot see. But if you have all those things that the Lord has birthed you with, and they're still operating and functioning just as they were operating and functioning on yesterday, you should be extremely excited, shouting for joy, because he has spared you to see another day with full functionality with your bodily functions. So that is a great thing to be happy about, because we don't know if we've been operating in normalcy versus being in a handicapped position. We don't know how it feels to be in that type of position. So that's something to be joyful about and be glad about. And don't take no opportunity for granted that he spares you, because he loves you. So fully understand that everything that happens to you is happening because it's your Father that loves you, that's keeping you. But you have to do your part in order to get kept. So that is something very important that we must understand. Well, with that being said, let's jump into the declaration. I'm going to declare something over your life, and as I always do, I say it in a way that you can repeat it to yourself, and it'll be positive, uplifting, and refreshing for your soul. And it reads as such. I am a beautiful person. I am honest, decent, truthful, and hardworking. I treat other people with courtesy, respect, and warmth. I am dedicated to my family, my friends, and my church. I am strong, I am confident, and I am responsible. I am knowledgeable, I am intelligent, I am experienced. I am important not only to the people close to me, but also to my community. I am born for a special reason, and I have a great destiny to fulfill. I am an excellent person in every way. If you receive it, say I receive it, and that is me indeed. So I hope you are excited about that. So let's jump right into today's title. Today's title is Expanding the Circle Beyond 12. Expanding the Circle Beyond 12. Okay. And we're coming from the scripture of Luke. Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 17 through 19. And it reads as such. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10, 17 through 19. And the story that relates to the title, if you look at the roster of any successful team, you will see the starters are always outnumbered by the other players on the team. In pro football, 22 people start in offense and defense, but teams are allowed to have 53 players on the team. College teams often have more than 100. You find similar situations in every field. In the entertainment industry, the actors are often known, but hundreds of crew members it takes to make a movie. All right. For any politician or corporate executive or big-name fashion designer that you know about, hundreds of people are working quietly in the background to make their work possible. Nobody can neglect the majority of the team and hope to be successful. You have just heard Leadership Promises for Every Day by John C. Maxwell. Well. So, expanding your circle. Well, it just goes back to, you know, it's hard to remove the beginning of the Bible, because I think when we look at it, it all started in the beginning. And what I always do is relate to the beginning. Meaning, when God created Adam, he created Adam for a specific reason. The first thing he did with Adam is he gave him a job. So right there, that shows an example from a man's perspective that you should have a job, you should work in, producing some type of income. But the thing that relates to expanding your circle is Genesis 2:18. I mean, I'm just so tapped in, you know, Genesis 2:18, Amos 3:3. But Genesis 2:18, it states, the Lord said, it isn't good for man to live alone. I need to make a suitable partner for him. And that's the contemporary English version. But, I mean, I love this. This is one of the scriptures I love. And the New King James Version says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper comparable to him. So right there, it tells you that we were not meant to be alone. We were not. I mean, If it was, then it would have been said, but it hasn't been said. So that this goes to tell you that it's not, that's not how he created man, and us, basically he hasn't created us to live that way. So I'm just loving the idea that two is better than one. Three is better than two. Four is better than three. You know, so, you know, it just goes to show you that more people you have to support what you have going on, as long as it's righteous, the better it's going to be for you, because that's the way we were made. We were made to have partners. And then Amos 3:3, this is my bread and butter right here. Can two walk together unless they be agreed? You can't walk together unless you agree. You cannot say we're going to agree to disagree. That means there's no agreement. So you can't walk together. It has to be an agreement, period. That's it. That's it. And if you can't come up to agreement, then you just table it. But it's not we're going to agree to disagree, because you can't agree. You can't do both. You got to either agree or disagree. You can't do that. That doesn't make biblical sense. Because you either have to agree or not agree. Hold on one second. Yeah, I'm shaking this cold. It's coming down to a head, you know, and it's coming to a head, and I'm enjoying that, because I know when you're not in top shape and you don't feel too well, it's hard to function everything. But it's all good, because everything is coming to a head. So back to action. Well, so Amos 3:3, that's one of my, I mean, it's just so soothing to my soul when there's an agreement. I'd rather agree, you know. I love agreement. And yet there's some things that we may not be able to agree upon, but you may see a difference. But there is always a compromise. There's always a way out. God will always make a way out to where you can both agree. Now, you may not agree on the same exact thing, but there's a way to agree. For instance, I've used this example before. So say you're in a, let me see. It could be a mother and her children. It could be a mother and her spouse. It could be a business relationship. And the topic at hand is, where should we eat? Okay, let's say me, you know, KT, I want to eat at Subway. And, you know, my partner wants to eat Chinese food, you know. So let's say the same thing. The parent wants to eat Subway, the children want to eat Chinese, you know, or the business partner wants to eat Chinese, and, you know, I want to eat Subway. All right. Well, there's no agreement, because we have two different places that we want to go. So what do you do to agree? First, there has to be some type of a compromise to form an agreement, meaning, okay, today's Thursday. Well, how about today? Since we're going to eat lunch together today and tomorrow, and we've got to eat today and tomorrow, how about we do one today and one tomorrow? Can we agree upon that? So how about we eat Chinese food today, and tomorrow we have Subway? Or we eat Subway today, and tomorrow we have Chinese. Can we agree upon that? Now, we it's not being selfish, meaning I got to have my way or nothing. No, it's an agreement, meaning, okay, we both were going to get what we want, but we both got to come to a role, because we have to come to a compromise to where today we're going to have one, and then tomorrow we have the other. That's how you come up with a compromise. That's how you come up with an agreement, and that's in anything. There's always a way to come into agreement. You have to just let the Holy Spirit and help you to discern the right way to speak. Most people don't think before they speak. Most people go off of their gut reaction versus taking time to meditate on what's at hand and ask the right question. You know, ask the right question. But there's always room for an agreement. Always room for an agreement. Always. So, but expanding your circle, that's so important. I cannot emphasize that. You know, I'm facing that right now as I speak. And upon yesterday, you know, as an agent, that's why I am. I'm an insurance agent or broker, as you can say. But it is so crucial. And that's what I find. You know, I was reading trying to hire a company. And the company said, as an agent, most agents try to do it on their own. But you got to understand, it's so much better to outsource it where you can concentrate on one thing. When you're the one sole person of an operation, let's say I'm going to use an example of my business associate. She's on the line. I know she does wedding planning, catering, you know, wedding planning and wedding planning. That's what she does. So let's say, for instance, she didn't have anyone else to help her. Say she just did it all herself. Do you know how complicated that would be? Meaning she had to do this, she had to do that. Meaning if she didn't have any other resources, any other outlets to help as far as a team, you know, that would be very difficult to have a successful operating a wedding, I think, if she didn't have the resources of other people that she can call upon to help her in the time of need, you know. And that's so important when you run an operation like that. And not just that, any operation. And that's just like a hot dog stand guy. But still, even in that, he still need others because you got to have the hot dogs, you got to have the bun. So he still got to reach out to other people. And in the places that he goes to get those items, they have to be on point because he needs them. So it's all a function of relationship, you know. So it's all a function of you have to do what you need to do to get your thing going. I got to do what I got to do to keep my thing going. So. But the reality is that we all need some type of benefit of a relationship, whether it's one person or whether it's 25 people. At some point in life, we do need to build a relationship with someone else because that's the way we were designed. We were designed to have a relationship. We were not designed to be alone. And if it were meant that way, then God would have said it, and God would have created Adam by himself. He wouldn't have created Eve. So it just goes to show you. And not saying that every relationship you need a male, it has to be a male and a female. No. But somebody comparable that can help you in your time of need. That's what it's all about. And that's how you become successful, by adapting and being open to that thing happening in your life. That is how you become successful. And the word will give you the results that you need. So if you're struggling in a situation, I would be keen to ask you, well, who do you have helping you? Who do you have that you call upon when you're in the time of this type of struggle besides God, you know? Or are you one of those people, no, I got to do it. I got to do it. I got to do it. It's up to me. Well, that's true. It is up to you. If it is to me, it's up to you. But you got to make a decision. But you got to understand that two or more is better than one. Excuse me. So it is so important that you understand that at this time, you know, back 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, may have been a little bit different. But now, You need to tap into other resources. Like I was talking to one of my business associates yesterday. She came into contact with an opportunity for a 7-unit building for $225 that's already occupied, with the tenants paying about $1,300 a month. That's $9,100 a month, and and 100,900 a year. So she knew that she couldn't do it alone, but she says if she gets other people to invest in the project, it could be done. Because you got to look at it. If, even if they could, if, say she gets seven people and they all participate, that's $1,300 a month that each one of them will get. And that's $15,000 a year just off of that one project. So that's why, you know, it's in times like now, the strength of two is better than anything. Because when you go in your own barren, especially now, especially when you're trying to get certain things done, the weight of you, especially if you don't have a strong backing, is going to be so tough. But if you come together and collaborate with someone that has a strength in a certain area, you have a strength in a certain area, and they all go together, that's a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of a thing. That's just a slam dunk. If you have four or five and everybody has bring something different, a different strength to the table, man, oh, man, watch out. That's what it's all about. Collaborating now, ladies and gentlemen. Forget about the one-hit wonders and all that good stuff. Forget about that. Now it's time to come together as a team to form a collaboration, and everybody gets a piece of the pie. You know, it's so many different ways to slice a pie, you know. So and it's better to have 10% of something of 0% of nothing. You know, think about that. Most people now that are in business and operating in life, they have 0% of nothing because they try to do it all themselves versus having 10% of something and having other people that they can bring to the table. So you got to look at life that way. You know, you got to look at life that way. Am I losing this thing because I'm trying to do it all myself? Or is it some way of somewhere that I can bring somebody in that can help with the situation at hand to strengthen it and to bring abundance? That's what you got to look at. And that's just words of wisdom. And the Bible says, in all you're getting, get understanding. So you got to understand how to do this thing better. Life is what you make it. But the more that you learn, the more that you know, the more wiser you become. So don't try to do it on yourself. And that's why we have people that go and that know certain things, that they're gifted with certain things. So if you know of a person that's gifted in a certain area, that's the person you want to have in your team versus you going out and then having to learn it yourself. Why don't you just have that person become a part of your team? You know, that's just like, you know, like I was saying, my business associate that does the wedding planning. Well, why don't she have a person that does cakes on her team? They know they're very successful in making cakes. Or have a person that knows how to orchestrate and put events together. Why not have an event planner that can execute that excellent because of their history and what they have done? That, and that's what they bring to the table, and they can show and prove that by, you know, testimonies or whatever the case may be. That's what you want. That's how you form a team. You have a person that can do this, a person that can do that because of their success and because of their experience. That's how you form a team of excellence. Whenever you do something, you do something in collaboration, you don't want to bring somebody with the same skills as you. You want to bring somebody that has a different type of skill that is in a different type of area that they can bring to the team. That's what you want. You know, that's why they have a basketball team. They have five different positions. They don't have all centers. They don't have all point guards. No, they have everybody. They have five different positions and five people doing five different things because of the skill level that they possess. Same thing in football. You have a quarterback. You have a running back. You have a guard. You have a tackle. You have a tight end. You have a wide receiver. They all do something different. They all have a different execution that they execute on any given time. The same thing on defense. on any team that everybody has a different position. That's why when you form your organization, everybody has to have a different. They don't have to, but everybody you form a company with people having a different position, and you put the people in a position according to their strength. And then you work on any different programs to help on their weaknesses, as such as seminars, books, CDs, stuff like that. That's how you work on the weaknesses. But that's how you form a successful team. That's how you expand your circle, ladies and gentlemen. So with that being said, I hope you learned something very, very important that you can that can help yourself today. I mean, you – and basically what it's called a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. That's what I would encourage each. If you're in business right now today, I encourage you to do that today. Do that. Because you don't know what has happened from the time you started to now unless you do a SWOT analysis. What is the strength of your company? What is the weakness of your company? What are the opportunities for you to grow? And what are the threats? What are your competition doing? What is your competition not doing? Where is it that you can take the advantage of to produce to the next level? You only can gauge that by doing a SWOT analysis to see where you stand on paper. So I encourage each and every one of you, if you are in business and you want to last for the next 5 years, know where you stand today. Know where your strengths are, know where your weaknesses are, know where your opportunities are, know where your threats are. That's how you become successful. So if I were you, I would really put that down. If you have a partner or a partner or two, hey, say we need to meet. Set up a meeting for 45 minutes, for an hour. But really put this on the table and say, hey, we need to grow. We need to sustain the storm that's going to be coming ahead. Think with the end in mind, you know, because this storm is going to come. You may be in a storm right now. So a SWOT analysis will help you to get out of that storm. As long as you have God in it, he will help you through it. So don't wait till later. Don't wait until the opportunity comes to where you have to do one. Do one now. That way you're prepared. It's all about preparation. So get the team together, form the team. If you need to add to the team, then you add to the team. But unless you can't add to the team unless you know where you are right now. So if I were you, that's what I would do. So with that being said, we have come to another conclusion of the KC Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KC Tyler, Mr. Inspire. It is a great day to be alive. It is a great day to be on the radio airwaves for you listening to my voice and me encouraging you, inspiring you to do greater and bigger things. My goal in life is to inspire men and women, young men and women, to live out their dreams, whatever they may be, and just to help you along the way by a word or two, a word or three, or a paragraph that I may have stated. So I hope you understand that this world we live in, if we can all get together in unity, we will all conquer to great success. So we all bring something different to the table that's so amazing. So as we always do, this is the point in time where we pray out, and this is the point in time where I will commence to pray, because prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. So start to do that in your daily day. Start to do it 3 times a day, 4 times a day. Every time you eat a meal, if you can eat a meal every 3 times a day, you can pray 3 times a day. So with that being said, let's get into it. Let's get into a place of stillness. Let's get into a place of quietness. Let's look to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you've done for us, Lord. We say thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. And we love you. We love you so much for all you do in our lives. We thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. There's none like you. We love you because of because you're always there for us, Lord. We just love you in that way. We praise your name on high. We thank you for moving motion in our bodies. We thank you for the sound mind for us to think. We thank you for just waking us up this morning for us to see another day. We thank you right now, Father God, because you always make a way out of no way, Lord. We just thank you right now because you're a true living God, Lord. You're living. You're not dead. You're living and you're here. And we say thank you, Lord. We could be doing anything else, but we saw fit that we show up today to listen to what this man had to say to help us along the way. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. And I thank you for using me as a vessel, Lord, to speak to your people in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you right now for the moment and opportunity that you have given us to share in this opportunity to be together, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. You could see fit at any moment in time to take any one of us away from this planet Earth. But I'm happy to say that we are given another chance to do great things on today. So I thank you right now. Today is going to be a great day. I know it is. I speak it into existence. Today is going to be a great day. Today is going to be an awesome day because it's the day that you have created. And we will rejoice and be glad in it because you are an awesome God and worthy to be served in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, Father God. Thank you for all you do. We pray for our families, our friends, our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, our business acquaintances. We pray for our loved ones this day, Lord. Anyone that doesn't know you, we just stand in the gap to call them on to you, that they would begin to know you. They would cry out and say that they want you to be their Lord and Savior, Lord. So we just stand on behalf of our loved ones that are not saved. Anyone that is in our close proximity that we know that's not saved, we just call it talent or joy that they will see the shining light through us, that they will want to be more like you. And they will ask, how can they be saved? We just encourage that right now, that they will ask, how can I be saved? How can I be helped? And we will be able to point them in the right direction to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who is the one who is able. It was his Father. He is able. So we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for our family. Anyone that's experienced any type of trouble financially, any type of trouble mentally, any type of trouble physically, any type of trouble emotionally, we just pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just pray that you would touch them right now, wherever they may be going through, touch their situation, Lord. Bring it back to fullness, Lord. Bring it back to our wholeness in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you right now, Father God, for you are truly worthy to be praised. We ask right now to forgive us for our sins. Anything and all things that we have done that was outside your will, we ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you forgive us for anything that we have said, anything that we have thought about, anything we have done that was outside your will, we ask for true forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you'll continue to show us the way in order to be fruitful on this planet Earth, in order for us to live out the will that you have called upon us to have in our lives. We just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you order our steps today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. So we just declare that we are healed by your stripes. We are able to believe for things to happen in our lives because we believe in you, we trust in you, and you say those who believe in you shall have success. So we just know this day that we want to be successful. We ask that you help us to lean not onto our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, because you said you direct our path. So we ask for direction right now, insight in the way we should go. Lead us right now. Show us the way in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you right now, Father God, so that you are truly, truly awesome and worthy to be praised. We pray right now for our leaders, the leaders that are around the state of Maryland, the leaders that are around the country. We pray for our President Barack Obama and his family, Lord. Protect them and touch them with the blood of Jesus, Lord. Protect them, Lord. No hurt, harm, or danger come amongst them in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you right now, Father God, because you are truly worthy to be praised, Lord. There's none like you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just ask for direction for our leaders, Lord. Give them direction and insight into how they can glorify you by the decisions that they make that can be edifying to the people, Lord. We just ask right now that the words and this economic times turn around, Lord, for the better in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you help us to build our teams, Lord. We ask that you put people, places, and things in our lives that can help us advance the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord, and I thank you. You said, but we can do all things by Christ Jesus who gives us strength. So we just thank you right now, Lord, for the strength that we have in Jesus Christ, Lord. So we just thank you right now, Lord, that we can count it all joy, that we can be strong by looking towards him, by counting on him to make us strong. in the name of Jesus, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to another live broadcast of the KC Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KC Tyler, Mr. Inspire. It is a great day to be alive, coming at you every morning at 7 a.m., Monday through Saturday. So I look forward to speaking to you on tomorrow. I want you to go out and have a blessed day. The sun is already shining. The weather is nice and breezy, and the breeze feels warm, and it just feels like it's going to be a good day. And I know it's going to be a good day, and I want you to have a good day. So I just ask that you meditate on good things, say good things about yourself, and help someone else out today. In the name of Jesus, just help someone else out today. And don't forget, do that SWOT analysis. And I just challenge you that you would do something for the rest of your life, and that is to be true to self and be true to Him. So with that being said, take care. God bless.
Say it there more than that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you high. Thank you.